Hey everybody, welcome to the podcast. Tonight's episode, we're going to be talking about COVID lockdowns. We've had two major states in Australia currently in lockdown, one gone in back into lockdown today. And for you business owners out there who are struggling with this or are nervous, maybe you're not in lockdown right now, but you may be nervous that you are about to, then please make sure you tune into this episode because I'm going to be delivering some strategies to reduce your expenses, increase your income, and help you to navigate through COVID lockdowns. Stay tuned, this is the Billy Rickman Show podcast.
Being in business over the past few years has become increasingly demanding. As a business owner, it's getting harder to know what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. The constant changes and updates in business can make you feel overwhelmed. So the question is, how do you stay ahead of the game, stay motivated, and create a business that doesn't just keep the doors open, but achieves serious profit? This podcast will answer that question. I'm Billy Rickman, and this is Success Sessions.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Billy Rickman Show podcast. In tonight's episode, we're going to be talking COVID and lockdowns. And this comes about because obviously one of our major states, New South Wales, has been in lockdown now for a good, I think around about 4 weeks. And there's really still an indefinite date on when they're going to open up. It could go for another week. It could go for another 4 weeks. Nobody really knows. There's nothing being put forward by the government. And the sad news today that one of our other major states, or the other biggest state in Australia, Victoria, also went into another lockdown, which is their fourth one this year, which is fourth or fifth. I'm not really sure, actually. It's been pretty crazy. They've just been absolutely crushed by COVID this year. And I know if you're listening from overseas, there's obviously people in the UK and the US who have also been through the ringer this year as a small business owner. And you know, it's as I listen to more and more salon owners go through this, and I hear the heartbreaking stories about how they're about to lose everything, or how they're about to shut up shop after being in business for years. It really is hard to listen to. But obviously, as a coach, I have a responsibility to also support those people in my group. And so on Wednesday, to the people who have been in New South Wales in lockdown, this before obviously Victoria got announced, for the people in New South Wales who've been in lockdown this year, I said to them, we'll do a special VIP, a special huddle, and we'll all jump on Zoom and we'll start to talk about some of the strategies to navigate lockdown. And so we got all the New South Wales salons jumped on board. And on Wednesday, we had this big discussion. Now, it went for about an hour and 10 minutes, so I'm not going to go into the detail and specifics of it, but I really wanted to brush over and cover off on some of the major talking points because I found it fascinating in terms of like how much people were saving money and how much people were generating money, even though they were in lockdown, and the different ways in which people were doing it. And so I really wanted to talk about those things because, like I said, if you are going to go through lockdown over the next 12 months, more than likely most of us will be, or you are currently sitting in lockdown, then this should be a good way for you to keep a positive mindset and to have a positive outlook that there are still ways that you can operate your business when you do go into lockdown. So let's get started. And so the conversation was kind of broken into two different bits. We said we're going to talk about firstly the expenses and then talk about the income after that. And when we first started talking about the expenses, it was more like, let's talk about the major cost drivers of the business and see if anybody is getting some relief in those areas. And they are obviously like bank fees, lending institutions, if you have loans with different institutions, tax was another one, wages, and also any sort of like product suppliers or equipment suppliers as well. So they were the main one we talked about. And the interesting thing for me was that we'd have two different people, for example, all using the same creditor, who had all gone to that same creditor for relief and got two different outcomes. And so one of the main things I need you to take away from this podcast is you get what you ask for. If you go in and you're gently like, you know, asking and saying, oh, is it okay? Well, only if that's suitable and things like that, and you're treading very lightly, then more than likely they're just going to give you some soft response. But the people who went in really like assertive and said, nope, this is what I want. I can't do my business. I can't afford it. I need this relief. Then they got these really, really great deals. And so, for example, with the bank, merchant fees was one, right? So a lot of people got merchant fees stopped for the time they were in lockdown. With the ATO, a lot of people got their BAS or any tax debt obligations that they had. They got a deferral on those payments, and so they could pay them later on. Now, one of the things you have to be, you have to ask the question, if you do go into an arrangement with the tax department because of this, please make sure you ask them if it is deferred and it gets pushed back. When is that due? Because one of the most important things is, and this goes for the banks as well, if you have a loan, a business loan, or some sort of loan with the business for equipment perhaps, if you do get that deferred, what you want to make sure is that come the date when you come out of lockdown, they don't all of a sudden hit you with this big invoice. They don't all of a sudden say, okay, now all of this is due and you've got 7 days to pay it. Make sure when you speak to the bank, make sure when you speak to the tax department or whoever you are, whoever it is that you're speaking to, then please make sure you ask them if there are deferred payments. Number one, does it affect my credit rating? Because with some banks, they are saying that, like you can have a late payment that that there is not going to be any sort of like credit rating consequences to it. But if you have a deferred payment, then some of the banks are saying we are allowing it, but it will actually affect your credit rating. So please make sure you have that conversation with them. So most of the lending institutions, especially if you have like a short-term loan or an equipment loan, something in the vicinity of sort of $20,000 to $50,000, a lot of the people on the Zoom were saying that those lending institutions had completely ceased or paused their payments, so there was no payments due for the duration whilst we're in lockdown. So please make sure you go and speak to your lending institution if you have one, and make sure you ask for a deferred payment. But again, asking to make sure it doesn't affect any credit scores. Speaking to your bank about your merchant fees, speaking to your bank about other costs and savings that you can have during this time. And also one of the other big ones was one that I didn't cover off at the start was the landlords. Now, again, every single person in there obviously used a different landlord, but there were varying degrees of relief. But in almost every single circumstance, the landlords were forthcoming with some sort of relief whilst people were in lockdown. So please make sure you have a hard conversation with your landlord. It is important for you to know that the landlord needs you more than you need the landlord. Now, I know that seems silly, but it costs a lot of money for a landlord to replace a tenant. And unless you're a big, big landlord like Westfield or someone who owns like, you know, a lot of property and a lot of shopping centers and whatnot, for most independent landlords, if they have a shop with 40, 50 shops or what have you, then it costs them a lot of money to firstly find a tenant. Secondly, they usually have to contribute to the shop fit, and they don't want to have to replace that if you leave. So don't be afraid to play hardball with your landlord. Just say, look, we're in lockdown. I can't afford it. You're getting, there's some new relief coming for landlords as well. So please be aware of that and keep your eyes on the news as that comes out to light, because obviously if the landlord's getting relief, then they should be passing that on to you. But again, make sure you have those hard conversations. Most product suppliers were, if you were on a 30-day terms, a lot of product suppliers were extending that to 60 and 90-day terms if you had pre-ordered. I'm going to talk about product suppliers in a second when we get to the income or the revenue side of things. So, and lastly, before we do move on to revenue, is the wages. Depending on the state, I don't know the Victorian one now. Obviously, this is the first night that they've gone back into lockdown. But with New South Wales, you can actually get the $600 payments coming from the government to employees. And depending on the size of your business, you can claim as a business owner up to 40% of your total wage cost. So, if you combine all of those things together, there are quite a substantial amount of expenses that can be reduced or completely removed during this time when you're in lockdown. All you have to do is ask the right questions to the right people, but please don't just like accept their first answer. Make sure you push back. Make sure you have those hard conversations. Make sure you try to get the very, very best deal for you, because every single dollar that you have during this period will count when you're trying to save money. Okay, so now let's move on to the revenue side of things. And how are people continuing to make money? Well, again, it does depend on what the restrictions are in your area. But for a large majority of the salons who were on the Zoom, they were saying that certain couriers are still able to deliver products. And so how can you do this? Well, it depends on your individual circumstance. But what a lot of the people were saying they were doing is, if your product supplier is outside of the state that's in lockdown, then a lot of product suppliers are organizing what's called dropshipping. Now, dropshipping is where a client can order through you, but it gets shipped directly from the warehouse of where the product supplies. For example, if you're in New South Wales and you own a salon and you contact one of your clients and say, hey, do you want these products? You can contact your product supplier and they will ship it directly from their warehouse to that client. And so by doing that, you can play the broker, you can play the middleman. And so you can like phone all of your VIP clients, like, you know, get 200 of your top clients, phone them and say, do you need some products during lockdown? And then contact your product supplier and say, hey, can you ship them out to these addresses? And most product suppliers, of course, if they're not in lockdown themselves, are able to then ship out those products to the clients. Now, the other way they were generating revenue is through either one-on-one consultations or group consultations. Now, the one-on-one consultations, obviously, you can just, it's pretty simple. You can do it. There's tons of platforms you can do it with, Google or with Zoom or what have you. And basically, all you need to do is either pick up the phone, send a text message, or create like a Facebook ad campaign or a sponsored message and book people in for a one-on-one consultation. Now, once they do the one-on-one consultation, you can obviously then, if your product supplier is doing what we just spoke about before with dropshipping, you can do that. If you have products at your house or you're in an essential place, or depending on what the restrictions are in your area, you can also send those products from your location. There's a lot of different ways in which you can get products into the hands of clients, and it's pretty difficult to talk about on a podcast because there's so many different versions of lockdown all around the world. But just don't just, rest on your laurels. Don't just sit there and say there's no way. There's a ton of ways in which you can do it, and you just have to ask the right questions to the right people and be creative with the ways, not breaking the law, but be creative with the ways that you can actually, you know, deliver products to your clients. If they're at home and they have no access to the products that they love that you sell, then it's your job and your duty to get those products into the hands of them. Now, the other way, as I alluded to before, was to do group sessions. And if you're going to do a group session, it's exactly the same as doing one-on-one with a much larger audience. And the way you want to do that, though, is to have a subject or a topic that you're going to be speaking about. And you need to think about what the hook is to get people on there, right? So what are some of the things that people will be struggling right now at home? Like lack of confidence, lack of self-esteem, feeling like, you know, having mental health problems because they feel stuck and trapped. And what is the one way to make them, you know, feel better about themselves? Well, you know, doing your hair and styling your hair, or getting your hair back to the way it was before you went into lockdown, getting your skin right. Perhaps you, because of stress, you've now got some breakouts or whatnot. So really tying in the solution that you're creating to some of the problems that they would have and creating a theme or a topic or a subject around that. And again, all you need to do is just run some ads on Facebook or send an SMS out, or just get on the phone, invite people to it, or put some posts on your Facebook and Instagram pages, or whatever. There's a ton of ways in which you can market these things. But if you can get 20 people to an event, into a group session, you could have, and you speak to them for an hour, let's say, on this group session, and let's say that 10 of them decide to buy some sort of gift voucher that you're offering, or a product, or a promo, product package and bundle that you're selling, or whatever the case may be, then you can make like $2,000 or $3,000 a week just simply by doing one or two of those group sessions each week. So, you know, you do your one-on-ones, you can do your group sessions, you can do deliver products yourself, or you can find couriers to deliver products, you can do dropshipping. So there's a bunch of ways in which you can also generate revenue. If you look to maximize the revenue and you look to reduce your expenses, then your profit margin is still, you'd still have profit during lockdown. And as I said to these guys, it's not about making the most amount of money during this period of time. It's about navigating your way through so that when you do come out of it, you're poised and you're ready to go, and you're ready to just like, you're not on the back foot. You're ahead of your competition. You've still got money in the bank. You've still got a positive mindset around your business because you've been working on it and in it for the last couple of weeks or however long you've been in lockdown. The worst thing that you can possibly do is just to sit inside and do nothing on your business during this phase. I would encourage you greatly to find yourself a good support network. Like when they left that group, that Zoom the other day, they all felt so empowered and positive and ready to rock and roll. So find yourself a good support group. Secondly, what you want to do is to really, you know, keep your business at the front of mind. And the third thing you want to do is keep your clients at the front of mind. Because the relationships you have with your clients, you don't want them to go sour. And if you help them to get through this period, they will remember you forever. And they will be very, very loyal clients once you come out. And again, you'll be on the front foot rather than being on the back foot. And you'll be able to generate revenue and make up for your losses that you may have suffered during this time. So anyway, that was a little strategy session we had the other day. And I just wanted to share that with you. If you are in lockdown, or you're going in out of lockdown because, you know, of wherever you are in the world, then please make sure you listen back to this podcast, and please make sure you take action. There are solutions to your business problems. You can reduce your expenses. You can increase your income. You just need to continue to work on your business and to make sure that you don't just sit and relax and do nothing whenever you do go into lockdown. Hope you enjoyed the episode. I'll be back tomorrow for another episode. Until then, have a great night. See you later, guys. Bye-bye.
Want to keep up to date with all my videos, posts, and free content? Head to Facebook and like my page at facebook.com/BillyRickmanOfficial. You can also find me on Instagram by searching TheRealB_Rickman.